Good evening. It's 11:30 on Friday night, and this is day 5 of the Boo 365 project. A project where I record audio from my day, every day, for 365 days. And I've been stuck knowing what to talk about for the last couple of hours, because there's only one thing that's bothering me. There's one thing on my mind right now, and I haven't been sure whether I'm going to talk about it, but I think I will. It's something I've talked about on my blog before. I've been quite public about it. It's not something I'm ashamed of or embarrassed of, and it's something I'm happy to talk about because there's so much misunderstanding about it. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And so for 3 years I've been on medication for it. And bipolar is interesting. It's a form of manic depression, but you get manias with it, and you get highs. So you get manic highs, which are exciting and exhilarating and the best times of your life, and they can be followed a couple of seconds later by absolutely devastating lows. And it can... mood can change in a blink of an eye, and you can't necessarily control it. And what the medication's done, because that's the kind of thing that used to happen to me, the medication's taken away the lows and just left the highs, and that's fantastic, because for me, it's the highs that sort of provide inspiration and spontaneity and ideas and creativity, and I'm kind of talking about it as if it's a separate thing to me, when in fact it's part of who I am, but that's what bipolar is. It's kind of it's almost a schizophrenia. It certainly causes personality disorder, because I'm in there somewhere, and then there's this mental disorder kind of superimposed on top of it. But the two emerge together, and what you get is me, slightly conflicted and flawed character. Anyway, I'm off to Barcelona next week to do some writing, and through a combination of being busy and it being Christmas and not getting out very much and being ill, I've discovered that I don't have any medication left. So I'm due on a plane on Monday morning, early doors, and no medication to take with me to Barcelona. So there's the prospect that I'm going to be going cold turkey for the first time in 3 years. I'm going to chase up the doctors tomorrow and see if I can get an emergency prescription. But I'm a little wary and a little nervous about how I'll feel. I don't expect anything bad will happen to me. I managed to go 31 years and stay quite safe. But it's just a concern right now about how I'll feel. But the important thing is that with a diagnosis, you learn your trigger points, and I understand what can trigger my moods, and I know when I'm more susceptible, and so I can control it to a degree. And certainly with a diagnosis, it brings you're far more able to manage bipolar. So everything should be fine. 31 years, safe and sound, and a diagnosis means that I know what's happening in my head, so I should be okay. But that's what's on my mind right now, and I think part of doing this Boo 365 is that you'll get some hopefully very entertaining stuff, but then you're going to get some more raw, honest stuff. And this is me. And the point of doing a Boo 365 is that you get to see me progress over a year, and you get to see different facets of me, and I get to see them too. I get to learn from it as well. So I think I'll publish this. It's nearly 25 to 12. I may re-record it. We'll see. I'm going to sit on it and listen back. But that's Boo 365, as it stands, for day 5. All the very best.